Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Matthew Bridges wrote the words to this hymn, but do you know who wrote the music or the tune for this song? His name was Sir George Elvey. He studied at the Royal Academy of Music and applied to be the organist at St. George's Chapel in Windsor. Did you know that that's the same chapel that Prince Harry and Miss Meghan Markle got married in? Yeah! George Elvey was knighted by Queen Victoria, and after being the organist for 47 years, he finally retired in 1882. He taught music to some of the royals during his time there, too. Do you know another hymn that has the same tune as Crown Hymn with Many Crowns? It's another song called Soldiers of Christ Arise. It has the same tune. It has different words, but it uses the same tune. It's kind of like the song A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and the song Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. They have different words, but they are the same tune. To continue studying about the special gift that Jesus promised his disciples. And you know what? That gift isn't just for his disciples, but it's for us too. So before we get started, we're going to pray and ask Jesus to be with us. Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to learn more about you, to study, to put away those distractions, to open our hearts to you and your message to us today. We love you. Amen. When Jesus died on the cross, the disciples' hopes were dashed. They didn't think that they would ever see Jesus again, and it was sort of like the end of their world. But you know what? When he rose from the dead and convinced them that he was really alive, everything changed. Now they trusted him. Now they believed in him. When he would say something, they realized that he kept his promises and he really meant it. So now, even though Jesus had gone to heaven, he promised to come back. Did they believe him this time? You better believe they did. They realized that when Jesus makes a promise, he always keeps his promise. As the disciples went back to Jerusalem, people could see that Jesus wasn't with them anymore. He wasn't around. They were walking together and eating together, and they were in the temple praising God. We learned about that last time. But the people didn't see Jesus, and they were kind of confused. Wait a second. If Jesus isn't around anymore, why are these disciples so happy? They weren't sad, but they were joyful. That was very strange. The people didn't know that Jesus had promised to come back. They didn't know that he had promised to send a wonderful helper who could be with each of them all the time. We're going to read in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 14, and then we're going to read verse 16 and 17. John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. If you need more time, just pause this recording at any time. You can look it up and then press play when you're ready. John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17.
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
Jesus promised a very special helper, and here's why. Jesus had become human, right? He was born as a little baby. He grew up as a child. He became a man. He would always be a human, as well as always being God, because he was also God, too. It was kind of this merge, this combination. He was human, and he was God. His human body could not be with each and every person. He now had this human body, so it's not like he could be in Australia and in South Africa at the exact same time. Now, he could go back and forth really, really, really crazy, super quick, but if he was in one place, he wasn't in another place. His human body could not be with each person, but he could be with each person through his helper, the Holy Spirit. Jesus' disciples would never be alone. Jesus was giving them his special Holy Spirit, who would be with everyone and can be with everyone everywhere at the same time. How wonderful is that? Look at John chapter 16, verse 7. So we're going to go a couple chapters over, turn the page, a couple pages, John chapter 16, and then we're going to read verse 7. John chapter 16, you've already found John. Now we're going to chapter 16, so two chapters further in the Bible. Chapter 16, and then let's read verse 7. Here's what it says.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you.
As long as Jesus was here in our world, his followers would want him to be with them all the time. But soon, his followers would end up being all over the world. His disciples that became apostles would go on missionary journeys all over the world, to India, to Spain, to Rome, to all these different places. And he, Jesus, could not be with them all at the same time because he's human. He's still God, but he's human. He has a human body. He could not be all over the world with each one of them all the time. He had to take turns. But the Holy Spirit could be with each one of them all the time. Pretty crazy, huh? The Holy Spirit is not limited to one place. The Holy Spirit can be anywhere in the world all at the same time. Not only is the Holy Spirit with us, but guess what? The Holy Spirit gives us the power to obey and to do what is right. How do I know this? Well, we're going to look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel's in the Old Testament. You might need a little more time to find Ezekiel because we haven't been practicing in the Old Testament as much. We will next year. But Ezekiel is in the middle of the Bible. So if you were to close your Bible, find about the middle of the Bible and open it up. I opened up to Jeremiah. You might have opened up to Isaiah. Ezekiel is right after Jeremiah and Lamentations. Okay? So Ezekiel, if you get to Daniel, you've gone a little too far. Ezekiel, Daniel. So Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. So Ezekiel's between Lamentations and Daniel. Ezekiel chapter 36. Verse 27. 26 is really good too. So if you want to read the 26 as well, you are more than welcome to. 27 though is talking about how the Holy Spirit will give us that power to do what God has called us to do. So let's read that together. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27.
I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
The Holy Spirit, it says, will cause you to walk in my statutes. So when we have the Holy Spirit within us, which who's going to put it in us? It says, I will put my spirit. So God is going to put his spirit within us. He wants to. That's his promise. He wants to put his Holy Spirit inside of us. And when we have that Holy Spirit inside of us, guess what? It causes us, so it makes us to walk in his statutes and keep his judgments and do them. If the Holy Spirit does the work in us, does that make it easy for us? Yeah! It's kind of like my boys. They don't really like doing the dishes, especially my youngest son. So if I were to do the dishes for him, does that make it easier for him? Yeah, it does. The Holy Spirit, if we ask the Holy Spirit into our hearts and in our lives, the Holy Spirit will do the work for us. He will do the work in us. So do you know what our job is? Our job is to choose him. We can choose to have the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our lives to give us the power to do what is right, or we can choose to turn away, to do things on our own. Do you want to choose to trust the Holy Spirit and choose to believe in him? I do. Now, Jesus told his disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit to give them his special power. This power was the work that Jesus wanted to do in their lives. And it's so much better when Jesus does the work for us. It's kind of like giving us superpowers, or it's kind of like creature powers, or it's Jesus doing the work and giving us that power to overcome. It's so much better than trying to do it on our own and failing. We are going to finish up today looking at Luke chapter 24. Jesus told the disciples to go wait somewhere for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's see where he said to wait. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Luke chapter 24, those are the big numbers. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Here's what it says.
Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
He said to tarry or to wait in the city of Jerusalem until when? Until you are endued with the power from on high. So in other words, they were to wait until they were given this special power. I think that's pretty neat, don't you? Next time, we're going to learn about what the disciples were doing while they were waiting, what the Bible says that they were doing. But what I think is so special and so neat is that Jesus has promised not just to give the Holy Spirit to his disciples, but to each one of us. He says that he will put his Spirit within us to give us the power to do what is right. I want that power, don't you? Do you want to pray with me and ask Jesus to give us the power today, the power of his Holy Spirit to fill us and our hearts? Let's bow our heads and pray together. Dear Lord, thank you so much that you promised the Holy Spirit to your disciples, and that promise can be for us too. Help us to choose you today. Help us to trust you. Help us to open our hearts to your Spirit so that he can do the work in us. We don't have to do it on our own. It doesn't have to be hard. He can do the work. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Acts 2:38.
Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.